Hi, this is Anthony, aka Geno Boost from GameMusicForAll.com and LettersVsNumbers.net. And once again, starting with this episode, TheStartScreen.com. Welcome to episode, well, let's just say 6 of This Week in VGM for the week ending April 18th, 2010. The basis of this podcast is to provide a short but informative recap of goings on in the video game music community. All links and info to discussion topics on the show will be available in the show notes. If you would like to get in touch with news, questions, or to perhaps be a guest host alongside me in a future episode, you can email me at gamemusicforall@gmail.com. Also with this episode, the podcast has found a new permanent home on the newly reopened TheStartScreen.com, along with the revival of my article series covering different albums and artists in the VG-inspired music community, known as Hey, Listen. Anyway, on to the podcast. This week is a special PAX East recap episode. We'll be talking briefly about the big moments in VGM, as well as hearing music from several PAX artists and performers, both large and small. PAX East was the first Penny Arcade Expo to take place on the East Coast of America and had an estimated 60,000 gamers in attendance. Of course, there were dozens of VG music-related affairs throughout the 3 days that comprised PAX East, including chiptune shows, panels with video game musicians and composers, and of course the well-known PAX Nightly Concerts, as well as the debut of MAGFest Jam Space at PAX. The first thing from the 3 days of amazing events I would like to mention is the panel I was a part of on Friday night alongside Jerry Yaska, creator of Nobuo.com and contributor to Games at Watch. The panel was Iwadon, an unsung hero of game music, and focused on the newest album from Game Music for All, Iwadon, Hiroyuki Iwatsuki Tribute. In the panel, we focus on Iwatsuki's background, as well as the history of GM4A compilations and the artists contributing to the album. You can check out all the songs from the album at Iwadon.com right now. And now, here is one of my favorite tracks from the album, and one that was actually stuck in my head throughout most of PAX weekend. This is the song We Got Chip Love, and it is by Norwegian artist Cuckoo, and is inspired by Iwatsuki's Stage 1-2 theme from the Famicom game Mitsume Gaturu.
Of that.
If you were among the folks there for our panel, you may remember that it took place in the Jamspace area of PAX East. Listeners of earlier podcasts may remember me mentioning Jamspace, while the folks of MAGFest brought their live musical jam area to the town of Boston for PAX East. While there, I had a chance to catch some great impromptu performances by members of the MAGFest crew, along with many random PAX attendees, not to mention the two chiptune day raves organized by 8-Bit Boston and included performances by Zen Albatross, Oxygen Star, A-Rival, Active Knowledge, as well as longtime favorite of mine, Disaster Piece, and more. To give the chiptune acts some love, I am playing two songs from the acts who performed. Here is the song from Disaster Piece's album Neutralite. We'll hear Funky Fruit Stand. This will be followed by A-Rival's self-referential track A-Rival from his debut album 8-Bit Pimp.
About time I told the world who I am. Listen up, yo. Now who's the man who stands in front of you today? The man who's come to be known as the monolithic A.
Rival.
The man who made the beats for me to play.
Rival.
The man who simply intends to stay.
Rival.
I never stay idle, but I can get wild when it comes to representing this Del-T style. Rolling with a fatty electro, retro, exo. Skeletal team from the get-go. The A never lets go. When I grabs it, I works the magic with skill so elaborate. And don't forget to pass it so J-Drive can have it. But for right now, it's a solo habit. You know I don't give a fuck about the chorus. Yo, I break it down way more than a Ford Taurus. So don't ignore us, we're gonna get in your way. The music on this planet fell into a disarray. We're gonna kick it for you cause I think that I'm okay. Let me introduce y'all to the A.
Rival.
R to the I to the B to the L. I represent the Dub T style. Now, from New York to the Bay, it's the D, the J, the MC to the A.
Rival.
R to the I to the B to the L. I represent the Dub T style. Now, from New York to the Bay, it's the D, the J, the MC to the A.
Rival.
Kicking with lyrical Muay Thai. I give you 8-bit in your ear and in your eye. Even though I'm small, my skill tree is tall. When I spit it raw, yo, I split chainsaws. My teeth are almost as twisted as my thoughts, and my thoughts got more twists than an episode of Lost. I turn them into beats, and then I kick a verse. And now I got a track to make it jump until it hurts. I'm all about wave theory, all day. All skill, all kill, all work, all play. I'm from another planet, but you already know. Cause I got an 8-bit slash alien flow. We love to rock them synths down to the ground. The backups in the sky to get the Roswell sound. I get into the game to make the skillions complete. The way I bust the funkiness, there's no way to compete.
Come out here for nothing. It's time to break it down. So listen up. On the cut, what?
Get.
Of course, the heart of Jam Space was the lively and organic jam sessions that went down amongst the thousands of people in attendance. Some of the impromptu highlights included a special second show by the Proto Man, which featured an incredible cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart, which the crowd was more than happy to sing along with. Jam Space also saw a special chiptune performance by Anamanaguchi drummer Luke Sillis. Amongst all the jamming and music making, I was also happy to talk to one of the many folks performing in Jam Space, Shiz forum member and video game musician Travis, who took a break from rocking out some Chrono Trigger covers to talk about video game music, PAX, and his upcoming project, Sunken Colony. We go to my interview with him now.
Hey, I'm Travis Morgan from Sunken Colony. You're listening to This Week in Video Game Music.
All right, yeah, we're at PAX East right now. This is the first day. It is Friday, I think. I don't know, I'm jet lagged. But right, we're talking about video game music right now, and I guess we're just going to talk about some general video game music things. Well, first off, you played some songs at Jam Space. How's Jam Space been here compared to MAGFest? Have you been there?
A lot better. The only MAGFest I've been to is MAGFest 8. And honestly, it was kind of the general consensus that the Jam Space has run kind of poorly then, which is kind of unfortunate. But this one, they've gotten on it. It's a lot more organized. There's the sign-up sheet. Everything moves along a lot better. There's instruments ready for everyone. So it's a good experience this time around.
So you think they'll be able to use this and bring it a lot better at MAGFest 9?
Oh, yeah. I think they've learned from their mistake. I think it's a lot of fun right now, and I don't see how they can go back to how it was at MAGFest 8. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. And what are you looking forward to most now that you're at PAX right now?
Man, I don't know. Just being here and the whole experience is awesome. We're really looking forward to Metroid Metal tonight. I get to see a bunch of people from the Shiz online community that I haven't seen in a while. That'll be fun. And just, I don't know, a lot of different panels I want to see here and I want to catch today and tomorrow. I got boned. I don't have a Sunday pass, but should be a good time. It's already a good time so far. So,
plan on playing any other songs? What songs are you going to play in Jam Space later on?
I was talking with Dom on Facebook. He wanted me to learn some Chrono Trigger and some Cave Story, so we're gonna have a little something of that cooking up. If not tonight, then tomorrow.
Awesome. So you're working on StarCraft Death Metal project. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yep. It's called Sunken Colony. It's an idea I had since I was about 15 or so. I used to play StarCraft with my friends quite a bit on the internet, and I somewhere along the line got the idea that it'd be cool to make a concept album, like a metal concept album based on StarCraft. And long story short, I'll save you the whole personal dilemma, but it took me till this long to really clean up everything in my life and really make room to start writing music. And I bought a guitar last year. I started playing guitar on the side and playing bass for about 6 years. I've been writing originals. That's what this project is based about. It's basically I'm writing mostly originals that have to do with lyrical content that has to do with StarCraft. There's going to be some StarCraft covers of the in-game music. That should be pretty good. But besides a few short teasers, I really haven't posted too much about it. I've been trying to keep it under wraps. But I've got a few things recorded, and I'm looking to have something a little substantial release about the end of April. So that should be a good time. We'll look forward to that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time. I guess we'll get back to enjoying PAX East now.
All right, cool. Sounds good, man.
Once again, thank you very much to Travis for his time, and hope to see his album released soon. Jam Space was indeed epic, but for any fan of video game music, there is, of course, the main course on the first two nights of the expo, the Friday and Saturday night concerts. The first PAX East played host to many repeat PAX groups. Night 1 saw performances by Proto Man, Anamanaguchi, MC Frontalot, and the band I most wanted to see after my cross-country trek, Metroid Metal. This was my first time seeing Metroid Metal perform live and was blown away by their stage presence. To give a small taste of that feeling, here's a track from the group's first album, Various Sweet. This track is Lower Nor Fair. Thank you. Welcome back. Of course, that was just a sample of the epic performances Metroid Metal and others put on that night. The second night was just as hectic with performances from the Video Game Orchestra, Paul and Storm, as well as Jonathan Colton, who brought members of Metroid Metal back on stage to play backup for a few songs of his. Of course, there were tons of other topics I didn't have time to cover, such as the musician's Q&A panel, as well as various other general shenanigans. Thank you for listening. The music you heard in the background this week was Summer Moon by Toledo Fusion, Bloom by Zen Albatross, Grief Cycle from Travis of Sunken Colony, Flora Fauna by Anna Monoguchi, and in the background now is Angel by Spamtron. That brings us to the very close of the show, but I would like to finish the episode with a special recording from PAX. This isn't the most well-recorded track, but I believe gets the point of Jam Space across very well. I recorded this on the final day of PAX East, and this was the final song played in Jam Space. This is Jam Space Zelda by members of MAGFest and random PAX attendees.
Thing to do with axe.